Public health experts are calling on police to stop using tear gas on protesters in the streets. KCBS reporter Jim Taylor has details of the COVID-19 connection.
It's a time-honored method of crowd dispersal. Clouds of tear gas billowing up amongst the demonstrators from Washington, D.C. to the Bay Area. Health professionals are decrying the practice. Dr. Aisha Appa, UCSF.
Any irritant that the lungs are exposed to are certainly can cause inflammation, which can theoretically worsen someone's experience of COVID-19.
An online petition created by an infectious disease specialist at UCSF opposing the use of tear gas, suggesting it could increase risk for COVID-19, makes the respiratory tract more susceptible to infection. That petition signed by nearly 1,000 health professionals. Jim Taylor, KCBS.